Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm, and we have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well, and you can get our podcasts wherever you like to get those, and we appreciate you listening. Well, like many people, I've been following the news on the recent California wildfires. It's a total disaster in certain areas out there, and neighborhoods have been destroyed in some cases. It's really been quite a thing to watch, and I was watching some of the network news feeds, and along with those news feeds, there were comments posted that people were typing as they watched the news, and they were commenting on the news stories. And what struck me about the comments was just how selfish most of them were. There was a lot of jokes, a lot of derogatory comments, and here there's this disaster happening in real time, and a lot of people just had derogatory things to say about it. And I thought, well, those people typing those comments, they wouldn't feel that way if it was their house burning down. They wouldn't be so quick to make a joke or make light of it. But it wasn't their house, so they could sit there and type away. Well, how about us? I mean, it's easy to be selfish. It's easy to be very selfish and very self-centered. We all have to battle selfishness, and I'm not trying to be too critical of those that type those comments, but it does highlight an attitude of selfishness that we all have to deal with. It's very easy, very common to be self-centered, to be concerned about the things that affect the self and not really think much about anybody else. And the Bible talks about our time today and how it would be. And notice this and see what you think. 2 Timothy 3, we have a few passages today. So if you have a Bible handy, it'd be great to get it out. And you could look at these scriptures together and see what God's Word says about this particular topic of selfishness. So here in 2 Timothy 3, we'll read verses 1 through 5. And it talks about what our time would be like today, these last days before the return of Jesus Christ. It says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." And then it goes in to describe how people would be. And so as we read this, think about society, think about some of the things you've observed, and see if this doesn't ring true. It says, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent," meaning without self-control, "fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." So God tells his people to turn away from these things. Don't be this way. But this is the way society is. And you can just think about some of those descriptions, you know, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, lovers of their own selves, covetous, all the things that we just read there. Well, those are selfish attitudes. It's self-centered. It's lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. That was the attitude. That was the spirit behind a lot of those unfortunate comments that people would type as they watched other people's homes burn to the ground. And they made jokes. And they laughed at it. Not everybody, of course, but there was quite a few. And that attitude was a selfish attitude, very much like what we read here in 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. We have an article at our website, pcg.church. We have a lot of great articles there that you can read. You can download them if you like. They're there at pcg.church. This article is titled A More Perfect Way. And the author writes, selfishness can manifest in many different ways. Being so focused on yourself and your problems that you don't see others' needs and desires. Being so absorbed in insecurities and doubts that you don't really share with other people. Trying to project a certain image and coming off as insincere. Being judgmental and negative toward others. Being overly sensitive. So I think that's a good description there. Those are different ways that selfishness can come out and can manifest itself. You know, it's different, I suppose, for different people, but just some really in-depth thoughts to consider. You know, it's easy to be so focused on ourselves and our problems that we don't pay attention to what others might need or desire. You know, we can be so caught up in our insecurities and personal doubts that we don't really share ourselves with other people. Or we can try to project, you know, an image of some kind, and then that doesn't really hit right either. We can be overly sensitive, judgmental, negative towards others. All of those things, they have a selfish root. Selfishness. And so as you read that list, you know, you could think, okay, well, you know, does that describe you? It could. You know, selfishness is something every human has to battle and conquer. We all have selfishness that we're fighting against, and there's a reason why we're fighting against it. Selfishness has a source. Notice where it comes from. This is Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 14. We'll see here a great description of where selfishness comes from and why it is such a battle that we all face. And this is talking about the history of Lucifer, who rebelled against God and became Satan the devil. It's right there in the Bible, yet people don't talk about this too much, but it's very interesting and very important. Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 14. It says, "How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For you had said in your heart, 'I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.'" So you'll notice there are a lot of I's in there. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. I will ascend to the heights. I will be like... Selfishness. So much selfishness there. Satan, of course, is the god of this world. You can read that in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. So we see the source of selfishness. It's Satan's way of thinking. It's his way of acting. He is concerned with himself above all else. That is his concern. And he broadcasts that attitude, that self-centeredness. And you can see why there's so many problems on earth. If there's two people and each one is concerned mostly with themselves, they're going to have conflict. And of course, that's multiplied out throughout billions of people. So there's so many conflicts between nations and individuals because of the selfishness that Satan is broadcasting. And he broadcasts it to every human being. Notice Psalm 58 and verse 3. This is a really interesting passage here. Psalm 58 and verse 3. It says, "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies." Really? A little baby? Just going that wrong direction? Well, the point's being made here. Look, Satan broadcasts his attitudes of selfishness to people when they are just little babies. They're just starting out. He's there broadcasting. And so people grow up being focused on the self, and they think that that's normal because that's the way they've always thought. That's the way Satan is broadcasted to them. There are a lot of videos out there of, you know, different children where they'll have one toy and two kids, and the kids begin to fight over it. And so adults kind of laugh at that because there's some, I guess, humor in it in some ways. But it just highlights this nature We call it human nature. It's influenced by Satan, and it's selfish. It's selfish nature. People grow up being focused on the self. Selfishness is a lack of proper consideration for others, brought on by over-consideration for self and the things that concern self. It's me first. It's I first. That's what Satan broadcasts. We read about that in Isaiah 14. I. It's a selfishness. But we have to learn that selfishness is not what God intends for us. That's not the way he thinks. It's not the way he lives. He's different than that. So notice 1 Corinthians 13. This is a very important chapter. It talks about the love of God. 1 Corinthians 13. And we need God's Spirit to give us that mind, that love of God. But for even for those that don't have God's Spirit, they could look at the principles here, at least on a certain level, and understand that there is a way to live that is selfish, and then there's a way to live that's giving. And we'll read a few passages here. 1 Corinthians 13, we'll read verses 4 through 8. And we'll notice how selfishness is described, and then how God's selfless way of thinking and living is described. And in this verse, it talks about charity, and of course, that's really God's love. So it says, charity suffers long and is kind. Those are characteristics of a giving attitude. You know, patience, kindness. And then it talks about some things that love, charity as it's called here, is not. And that shows us what selfishness is. So it says charity envies not. It's not envious, but selfishness is envious. It has envy. It says charity vaunts not itself. But again, if a person's selfish and really caught up in that, they're going to vaunt themselves. They're going to proclaim how great they are. And in most cases, they'll have to say, I'm better than so-and-so. Vaunting the self. It says charity or love is not puffed up. So selfishness is puffed up. It's thinking more highly of oneself than they should. Love does not behave itself unseemly. Well, selfishness is not all that concerned about others. It's more concerned about the self. So it often will behave unseemly. Love seeks not her own. Well, what does selfishness do? It seeks her own. That's what we read about there in Isaiah. The I focus. Focused on the self. It says love is not easily provoked. But, of course, selfishness is very easily provoked. We see that all the time in society. One person offends another, whether it's intentional or unintentional. And boy, you know, it can go from a pretty calm situation to a pretty volatile situation very quickly. You see that on airplanes. You see that when people are driving on the highway. There's a lot of escalation that happens very quickly because selfishness is very easily provoked, very thin-skinned. Love thinks no evil. Well, selfishness does think evil because it's trying to promote itself, and so it's looking for the faults in others in order to make itself feel better. Love rejoices not in iniquity. It doesn't rejoice in lawlessness, but selfishness does. It looks to see the mistakes others make. Love rejoices in the truth. So here again, we get specifically into what love is, God's way. God's way rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. Has patience, right? It believes all things. It believes the best. It hopes all things. It endures all things. Charity or love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. You know, there's lots of things that do change and vanish, but love doesn't. God's love stays. It endures. It remains. It's a selfless way of living. That's God's way of living. And you can really think on this passage for your whole life. And, you know, study into it, think about it, try to apply it, and just see the opposites here. The way that selfishness is and the way God's love is, it's different. It's a get way of life versus a God's give way of life. And so we do live in a society that is very much focused on the self. It's very self-centered. We read about that and what it's like there in 2 Timothy 3. And we saw that that selfishness comes from Satan, the devil. We read about that in Isaiah 14. He rebelled against God. Lucifer rebelled, became Satan the devil, and just he wanted to be preeminent. He was concerned about himself, and he broadcast that attitude. We read about that in Psalm 58, where from the womb, it says, as soon as they be born, there's all these broadcasts of self and self-centeredness. Selfishness is a lack of proper consideration for others brought on by over-consideration for self and the things that concern self. We do live in a very selfish age, but God tells us to be different than that and to really have his love in our mind and follow that way of thinking and that way of living. And certainly there's plenty to think about there and to consider as we see calamities in society getting worse and worse. If you'd like to learn more about this topic, we have a lot of great write-ups there at pcg.church or at thetrumpet.com where you can read into God's way of living. And it's a wonderful way, and it's a more excellent way that you can have in your life. Certainly God's way of life brings the joy and the peace and the happiness and those things that God wants to give to all of us. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. Until next time, let's strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.